We're interrupting this podcast to ask you a very important question. Have you had your Hershey's? When you need to brighten up your day, put a smile on your face with the classic creamy texture and pure milk chocolate flavor of Hershey's milk chocolate. Whether you're eating it on the go, breaking off a few pieces for s'mores night, or just treating yourself to something sweet, Hershey's milk chocolate checks all the boxes. Shop for Hershey's milk chocolate now at a store near you, found wherever candy is sold.
You are never too busy for wholesome meals with HelloFresh. With 50 weekly recipes, customizable to your preferences, you can skip the grocery store and still make easy, affordable meals delivered to your door. For even faster options, try 15-minute meals, prep and bake options, or ready-made meals. Get a free high-protein item for life and up to 10 free meals at HelloFresh.com/HelloFresh10Free. One per box with active subscription. Free meals applied as discount on first box. New subscribers only, varies by plan.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, acne is one of the most common skin conditions affecting over 9% of the global population, including people of all ages and skin types. And today we are shedding light on the causes, the treatments and the different ways to prevent acne. Helping us to understand all of this, Professor Nikki Ralph, consultant dermatologist at the Institute of Dermatologists. Nikki, good morning and welcome.
Morning, Pat.
What's the difference between a couple of spots and acne?
So I suppose as a teenager, we've all had a few spots and they may not bother us. Acne, I suppose we define as a chronic inflammatory skin condition. So you're getting more papules or pustules, so those red spots or pus bumps on the face, and possibly some of them might even be sore, nodules or cysts under the skin surface, and they run the risk of scarring. But pretty much 85 to 90% of teenagers will develop spots, you can call it acne if you will, during their teenage years. But unfortunately for some people, it does persist into adulthood.
Yeah, so when does it become so chronic that really you need to see a dermatologist rather than, do proper hygiene on your face and washing and all the rest of it?
So I suppose there's tons of skincare products on the market. So if you are washing your face every day, you're doing a nice gentle cleanser, you may add in some cleansers that have salicylic acid, which is designed to get deep down into the pore to clear it out. If you're doing that, you may even buy some over-the-counter treatments that contain glycolic acid, salicylic acid, or even benzyl peroxide, which has good antibacterial and anti-inflammatory effect. And if you're putting that on topically and you do it for a few months and you're really not seeing any improvement, then you definitely should go to your GP, especially at any point if you're worried about scarring.
Now, we talk about general skincare routines. What would you recommend for a teenager who's having the odd spot here and there?
Yeah, so definitely to wash your face. I suppose, some of them are so busy they don't have time to do it twice a day. In an ideal world, if they could do it twice a day with a gentle creamy cleanser, anyone who wears makeup should definitely do a double cleanse in the evening to take it off, because it can just block the pores that bit more. Usually just two times a week, adding in a cleanser with salicylic acid for that deeper cleanse, and then buying some over-the-counter therapies like benzyl peroxide.
Now, for people who play a lot of sport and sweating and so on, does that encourage acne?
Yeah, absolutely. So it creates that lovely oily environment, particularly on the chest and on the back when people are sweating. I suppose the most important thing is that you try and shower as quickly as possible after the exercise, and then to buy a wash, which just looks like a shower gel, a pump dispenser that you keep in your shower, and it will have salicylic acid in it to try and get a deeper cleanse of the pores.
Is there any particular age profile, or can people at any age get acne?
At any age, I mean, this has been looked at many, many times, and your mid-teens is kind of when we would see the peak when acne might be at its worst. But certainly in the last decade, we're seeing much younger children present, 9 and 10 with the onset of acne. But puberty is kicking in at a younger age as well in the last couple of decades. So,
and we know there are some people following beauty routines from TikTok,
yes,
which may be clogging the pores.
Yeah, there's a lot of things out there, including slugging of the face with Vaseline, putting a big layer of Vaseline on your face going to bed at night. And that's absolutely fine if you've got dry, eczema-prone skin, it won't do you any harm. But if you're a preteen or a teen and you've got oily skin, that's not quite the right thing to do.
Men versus women in terms of the, the relevance of acne to their lives and routines?
Yeah, I suppose that there's a more frequent instance in women, and it certainly can happen later in adulthood, because unfortunately women's hormones basically change for their whole life. So it can be induced by pregnancy. It can happen with on and off the oral contraceptive pill. It can happen again at menopause. So women definitely struggle a little bit more. It doesn't mean a man in his 50s can't have acne, but often it may be a case that he struggled as a teenager and continues to struggle through adulthood.
Is it genetic?
there's definitely a genetic predisposition. So, you know, if your parents had it or your uncle, your aunt, you may be more likely to develop it. But again, it's usually the onset of hormones as a teenager.
Now, the triggers for acne, are there particular things? I mean, besides, you know, the activities we talked about, sport and so on, and excessive makeup and non-removal, yeah, are there other things like diet or stress or any of those things?
Yeah, stress has certainly been implicated, because stress will increase other hormones, which then have a downstream effect on developing acne. So people will notice that they may get an extra breakout at a stressful time. Again, when your hormones are up and down, all those different times in a woman's life can certainly trigger it. And just, as you said, using the wrong products, leaving things on your skin that should be removed.
Is there a mythology around acne, things you hear that are simply untrue?
Yes. So, and here I am with my fingers in the air saying, a lot of parents just say you will grow out of it. So they assume that all teenagers will grow out of acne. And I just hate to see that, where I see a teenager at, you know, 18 or 19. And if I had only seen them when they were 15, we could have prevented all of those scars. A scarring treatment is expensive and it's sore. So the ideal way to treat acne is to treat it early so you don't develop those scars in the first place.
Now, an oral medication, Roaccutane, a lot of stuff about Roaccutane over the years. I've covered it many, many times.
Yeah.
And speculation that it might be harmful in some ways. Explain.
Yeah, so Roaccutane, I suppose that's the trade name. So the proper name is isotretinoin, but everyone knows it as Roaccutane. It's a vitamin A drug, and really its license indication is for, originally was nodulocystic scarring acne, but now it is indicated for people who have failed other treatments. So if you've been to your GP, you've tried the topicals, you've done oral antibiotics, you may have even tried the contraceptive pill as a female patient, you know, then you may progress on to isotretinoin. It works on all aspects of acne, which is really important. So it's going to shrink down that oil gland, which is excessively producing oil and blocking your pores. It's going to help those dead skin cells to shed so you don't have the blackheads. Mm-hmm. It reduces bacteria on the skin surface. And the other slight benefit over time is that it stimulates collagen. So if you've got those tiny little indentations or early scars, it can help to reverse that a little bit. So it really covers everything. I suppose all of the data, the original old data is 40 something years old, because the drug is 43 years old. But the most recent data in the last 5 years have shown the only drug that can improve a patient's mood when they have acne is isotretinoin, because it's the only one that offers a potential chance of cure.
So far from creating anxieties and so on, it has the opposite effect.
It has the opposite. And I would see this every day. People coming into my clinic really upset, don't want to play sports, don't want to go out, covering their face and makeup, trying to mask the underlying acne. And as you give them treatment month on month, their mood just improves because their skin is getting better. So it's not a contraindication if you suffer with anxiety or depression to take isotretinoin. But certainly if somebody does struggle, we talk to their psychiatrist and, you know, do it hand in hand. So it's a very rare instance that we would see it. But the drug has gone out of your bloodstream in about 4.5 to 5 days. So if anyone has a problem,
the drug has nothing to do. How long do you have to be on Roaccutane to get a result?
So the average treatment would be 6 to 8 months. But for some people, they might be really busy. They might be doing leaving cert. They might not be able to tolerate the higher dose. So we can leave them on it as long as it takes. Lower doses means less side effects.
Yeah. What are the side effects?
So pretty much 98%+ will get the dry lips. So dry lips, sometimes dryness inside your nose. Sometimes you might need to use eye drops. You have to be careful in the sun because it makes you sun sensitive, and it can give you some aches and pains, particularly if you're very sporty.
And these are well documented.
Very well documented. I list them all out for all of my patients and give them a printed off list.
You are never too busy for wholesome meals with HelloFresh. With 50 weekly recipes, customizable to your preferences, you can skip the grocery store and still make easy, affordable meals delivered to your door. For even faster options, try 15-minute meals, prep and bake options, or ready-made meals. Get a free high-protein item for life and up to 10 free meals at HelloFresh.com/HelloFresh10Free. One per box with active subscription. Free meals applied as discount on first box. New subscribers only. Varies by plan.
We're interrupting this podcast to ask you a very important question. Have you had your Hershey's? When you need to brighten up your day, put a smile on your face with the classic creamy texture and pure milk chocolate flavor of Hershey's milk chocolate. Whether you're eating it on the go, breaking off a few pieces for s'mores night, or just treating yourself to something sweet, Hershey's milk chocolate checks all the boxes. Shop for Hershey's milk chocolate now at a store near you, found wherever candy is sold.
Join me, Dr. Panico, with Cindy Lauper and Chef Michelle Bernstein to talk about plaque psoriasis and psoriatic arthritis, the potential connection and risk of developing permanent joint damage.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. an increased risk of infections, and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur.
Learn more at 1-844-COSENTIX or cosentix.com/Cindy.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and an any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea. Just three. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC. Copyright 2024 McDonald's.
Now, are there people who just shouldn't take Roaccutane or for whom it doesn't work for whatever reason?
Yeah, so I suppose some people are, you know, really keen on family planning. So you have to go on the contraceptive pill as a female patient. You'd have to be on it a month before treatment, the 6 to 8 months on, and then a month after. And, you know, if a woman is getting older, she might be in her late 30s, 40s, she might not want to delve into going on to hormones to then do that, to then have to come off it. So there are alternative options, which we didn't have before. But in the last 4 years, and there's a new FDA approved machine called AviClear.
AviClear, A-V-I-C-L-E-A-R.
Yes, yeah. So it works by the same principle of shrinking down that sebaceous gland, so to stop that excessive oil or sebum production.
What is it, a laser?
It's a laser. And you'd have three treatments at day zero, week four and week eight. So essentially just less than 3 months, you've got your treatment done. And it doesn't cause any of the dryness that isotretinoin causes. So for some people who just don't want to go down the route of dryness or having to do anything extra to their skin, this may be an alternative option.
But you've got to have the money because it's not cheap.
It's not cheap, no. So it's €3,900 for a course of treatment. But I suppose if you're looking at isotretinoin and you're going to have medical consultation for a female patient, you're going to have a monthly visit over 8 months. You're going to have to buy the drug. You're going to have to buy the skincare to go with it. So it's not cheap to do isotretinoin either.
Okay, so do the sums and figure out whether it's worth it. And I mean, the people who might consider this are people who are really at the end of their tether, maybe with massive amounts of acne all over their face.
Yeah, it's licensed for mild to severe acne. And currently, my patients who are on it are patients who've done isotretinoin before, and they may have done it even twice before, and they just feel they want an alternative option.
Okay, some of the texts coming in. My daughter had terrible acne, age 14, tried everything before she was put on Roaccutane. The dermatologist said she may need to go on it again as she was so young at the time. Now at 20, she's getting eruptions under her skin and weird rashes like eczema, and treatments so far have not worked. What should she be asking her GP? Because it's very distressing.
Really, she needs to go back and see the dermatologist. It sounds like she actually has two problems. So you'd have to obviously see the person to further elucidate what's going on. But yes, if you do take isotretinoin at a younger age because your acne is severe, you are at a higher likelihood of having to suffer with acne again.
Our son is Ethiopian and his skin is breaking out, but because of his skin colour, he scars easily. Can you suggest a product for black skin?
Yeah, so this is a really great question, because when you have a darker skin type, unfortunately, you get hyperpigmentation or darkening of the skin. So the earlier you treat that, the less likely that's going to develop. You can use creams which have niacinamide in it, which is a B vitamin, which helps to reduce the pigmentation. But if they really feel he's scarring or anything, he certainly needs to get treatment.
Do collagen supplements help with other medicines and treatments for acne?
Not really, as in it's not going to prevent acne. There's no harm in taking them alongside other treatments, but they're not going to prevent acne.
Roaccutane saved my daughter's mental health when she was age 15, when all else failed. She had beautiful skin until recently and now seems to need it again, but the GP won't give it to her, even though everything else has failed.
I would say just...
This study suggests no contraindications.
Just go and see a dermatologist, yeah.
Okay, my daughter is 27, has very bad acne, was offered Roaccutane, but is simply afraid to take it because of all the stuff that's going around about side effects.
And I see that every day. I'll give you my own honest opinion and my own journey. I took Roaccutane after my pregnancy because I got terrible acne during the pregnancy, and it was the best thing I ever did. And that's, you know, my daughter's nearly 13 and I've never had spots since. And if I get acne again tomorrow, I'd be, you know, more than happy to take it.
Yeah, it's interesting. Just as you said that, this text came in. Can you talk a bit about acne in pregnancy? I suffered appalling acne during my first pregnancy and it never really went away until I took a course of Roaccutane. It comes as a surprise to women who never suffered from acne as a teen and then when they're pregnant, they'd get it.
That's exactly me. So no problem until about 6 to 7 weeks into pregnancy, and all of a sudden, face erupted. We're quite limited actually in what we can do. There's kind of the odd antibiotic we can take, but they're not going to be sufficient for a scarring acne. And you can use azelaic acid, which is safe for rosacea and acne during pregnancy. It is available as a cream with lots of brands, but it's also on prescription. So if somebody is pregnant, they can safely use that.
I get lumpy, prickly skin when I'm exposed to the sun for the past 10 years. Do you have any advice other than wearing sunscreen, which of course that person does?
Yeah, so without seeing the person, but you can't be sure, but it sounds like polymorphic light eruption. So it's really common in particularly Irish females. So about 20% will suffer where they break out in an itchy, bumpy rash on the sun exposed sites. What you can do is take antihistamines before you go on a sun holiday. You can gently get sun in Ireland before you go on a sun holiday, and you can bring a topical steroid away with you to put on if it happens.
One of the things about acne, I suppose some people are very, very conscious of it and they are mortified and try to cover up, thus making things worse. But it's probably true. It's a bit like golf. Nobody cares about your golf. They only care about their own golf. You know what I mean? And so you're conscious of a bad shot or a bad spot, shall we say?
Yeah.
People may not be saying,
no, that's true. But I suppose as teenagers, you've got so much going on. Your hormones, you're up, down. You don't know if you're coming or going. And then if somebody does make a comment, even a simple comment, look at your face, look at your back, it stops, teenagers drop out of sport. It can really have a detrimental effect on their mental health. So we can't exactly put an old head on young shoulders. And as we're sitting here older, we look back, would I have cared if somebody said that? Not now, but if I had been 14, I probably would. To anyone listening, if their children are struggling, absolutely get them seen, because they may just need creams, they may need a proper skincare routine, but to avoid scarring.
And if they deal with it now, it won't be the big problem perhaps later on.
Yeah.
Nikki, thank you very much. Professor Nikki Ralph from the Institute of Dermatologists, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
We're interrupting this podcast to ask you a very important question. Have you had your Hershey's? When you need to brighten up your day, put a smile on your face with the classic creamy texture and pure milk chocolate flavor of Hershey's milk chocolate. Whether you're eating it on the go, breaking off a few pieces for s'mores night, or just treating yourself to something sweet, Hershey's milk chocolate checks all the boxes. Shop for Hershey's milk chocolate now at a store near you, found wherever candy is sold.